Hello and welcome to the Young Hair Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Young. I'll summarize all the latest and best proven advances and advice for you to get the most out of your hair restoration. Each episode, I'll cover the most common questions about hair restoration and also the best ways to get the most out of your procedure. I keep it real easy, so let's get started. And welcome everyone. So I'm going to go over something very important. It's your hair restoration consultation. And why do I do them? How do I do them? And what we need to discover and understand after the consultation. And also I give some tips for you to prepare for your consultation. So let's get started. Why I do them. So this is really important. I don't believe in fobbing off this particular aspect of the medical process to someone else, like a salesman, as it's so important to start this patient-doctor relationship on a good footing. Yes, right from the get-go, we need to discover what ability we have to work together. Do we gel? Do you trust me with your big procedure? There's also the law. So in July 2023, the Medical Board of Australia updated guidelines for cosmetic procedures. The doctor doing the procedure needs to do the first consultation and must assess for any body dysmorphic disorder. So I need to assess your motivation and your past medical and surgical history. We go through all of this. And we assess your hair loss history and various treatments you have received. I also want to look at previous photos of 3, 5, 10, 15 years ago to see how fast your hair loss is progressing and where you are in your journey. So we take a full set of photos, which only happens after you've signed a consent form for this. All these photos form part of the medical record. Then we assess these photos. I then examine you with a dermatoscope, the areas of hair loss, and then the donor area. And I always say the donor is the most important area to assess, as this will determine what I can do for you. I then start deciding on the photos, what a new particular hairline we could start with, and also draw this hairline onto your forehead. So, what is the height, the shape, the flow of the hairline required or desired? And then, if there are other areas to restore, we will assess them all. The process of follicular unit extraction will then be explained, and how I personally will perform the procedure with my assistants. We show some indicative photos of some other patients and their results, and also what happens during the day. We discuss the anesthesia. We talk about how we plan the day. Yes, I have a very well-planned day that I've been used for many years. And then we talk about the post-care. This is so important. And the reviews. Again, I do all the reviews. So it's a very thorough meeting. It takes time to fully understand the requirements needed for a great result. That's specific for you. And I want to know what that result will be. These factors and your images will then be assessed again. And then I'll formulate a plan specific for you. This is usually done over a few days, may I add. The plan really requires some thought. So in summary, we need to get to know each other. We need that trust. A complete medical and historical examination is required. And finally, we come up with a plan on the iPad. To further maximize your consultation, I would suggest bring a friend and have some questions for me. So Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you soon. And thank you for your presence, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Reach out and like and follow us on Instagram. And if you would like a consultation with me, info@younghair.com.au. Please subscribe to this podcast to keep up to date. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.